But first, the federal government is under increasing pressure this lunchtime to explain the police role in the continuing investigation into the leaking of top secret documents to the media. It's now been revealed that the Australian Federal Police team investigating the ABC has asked the national carrier Qantas to hand over the travel details of one of the reporters who produced the Afghan Files series. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is calling on the government to explain the move. For more on this, I'm joined now by political reporter Stephanie Boris in Canberra. Stephanie, what has the AFP said about why it's seeking these travel details?
Well, the AFP has refused to comment on the reports around today, and these reports are in the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. And the report says that federal police officers asked Qantas for the travel bookings of Dan Oakes. Now, he's one of two journalists that produced the Afghan Files. Of course, you'll remember them back in 2017. Those stories were talking about allegations of unlawful killings and misconduct by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. Now, recently we saw officers raise the ABC officers in Sydney as part of this investigation. And today we've learnt another way of how they're trying to gather more evidence. Now, the report in the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age says that the AFP wanted the details of the flights that Dan Oakes took in June and September of 2016. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is far from impressed with this report into what officers have been doing, and he's had a bit on that to say today.
We are concerned about freedom of the press. We again take the opportunity to put on the record our concerns, which are there. We expressed our concerns about the raids on the ABC and on Annika Smethurst's home, and we're concerned about whistleblowers as well as journalists being targeted in a way that is not appropriate, and the government needs to explain what the circumstances of these AFP demands were.
So that's the Labor leader, Anthony Albanese. Stephanie, has there been any response from the government?
Not at this stage. We have put in requests for comment, but nothing yet. Anthony Albanese said that these police demands of Qantas suggest the AFP is now after the journalist and not the whistleblower. It is important to note, though, that Attorney General Christian Porter in the past has previously said he would be seriously disinclined to approve prosecutions of journalists. And another way that this story is being interpreted today, that is the actions of the federal police is not actually to go after the journo, but it's another way of trying to find out who is behind leaking these files. And that, the chief executive of the MEAA, Paul Murphy, says is dangerous for future stories of significance.
I think we need to be incredibly concerned that the AFP now clearly see it as being normal practice to pursue whistleblowers by seeking the private information of journalists and appear not to have a second thought about it. There needs to be a recognition that journalists doing public interest journalism are an essential part of our democracy, and also that whistleblowers bringing forward information in the public interest deserve our praise, they deserve some protection, and they certainly don't deserve prosecution.
That's the head of the journalist union, Paul Murphy. So, Stephanie, has Qantas said whether it handed the reporter's travel details to the federal police?
The report in the SMH and Age says Qantas did hand over those details. So the ABC has now asked Qantas about the matter too. The response we received was, and I quote, "Like all airlines, Qantas receives numerous requests for information from law enforcement agencies, and we comply with these requests in accordance with our legal obligations and privacy legislation."
Stephanie Boris, our reporter there in Canberra, thank you.